You're afraid, aren't you? You are. Definitely afraid. It's all right, you don't have to say, you don't have to admit it. I can tell. I can see it. Of course I can see it. I'm very experienced. This isn't my first time doing this. But it is yours. I doubt you've ever been kidnapped by a serial killer before. Because if you had, well, you would be dead. Perhaps you're not afraid. Perhaps you're just a little nervous. Perhaps you're just apprehensive. A little anxious. Completely understandable, because I am scary. I mean, to look at me, you wouldn't think so. If you saw me on the street, you would not think scary. In fact, that would be the last thing that you would think. You might think I was cute. You might even think that I was attractive. There is a difference. You can see someone and think that they're cute, but that doesn't mean that you want to go up to them and say something. But if you think they're attractive, cute and attractive, you might. Would you though? Would you come up to me? Would you smile your most winning smile and then introduce yourself? Or would you use a line? Would you use some cheesy pickup line? But you wouldn't think I was dangerous. You wouldn't think I was scary. But I am. It's camouflage, you see. The way I look, it hides so much darkness, so much violence, so much rage. And you're scared. You're in my basement, tied to a chair. And you're scared. You're shaking. I like it when they're scared. The people I kidnap. It is gratifying. Because I am not an amateur. I don't do this on impulse. I don't just take someone off the street. I do my research. I make an effort. I wait and I watch. I stalk. I follow. I investigate. Because that is how you don't get caught. That is how you get invested. Because it's better to be invested. What gratification is there in killing a stranger? Well, there's none for me. I like to know my victims. I like to walk in their footsteps, to stand in their shadow. I like for there to be a connection. Because you matter to me. You all mattered to me. When I do what I do, when I am my true, authentic self, it's meaningful. It's I'm not really a people person. I've never been a people person. It's the usual story. Bad childhood. Shitty parents. Bad experiences. Trauma and all that. So I don't socialise much, which is unfortunate because humans are social creatures. We need connection, but I don't really know how to connect with people. Well, I do, but only by killing them. And all this probably isn't helping with the fear, the nervousness, the anxiety. I get anxious, you know. I get very anxious. Because I invest myself. I put so much time and effort into getting to know you. There's a lot of anxiety involved. What if you're not the right person? What if we don't connect? What if I am wasting all my time? Sometimes I can't sleep because of it. But don't worry. Because that's not a problem with you. I've never felt so connected to someone before. I've never felt so not alone. I've never kept someone alive for so long. Normally I am a creature of habit. Well, not all the time and not everything, because that's how you get caught, but once I take someone, I don't keep them around for too long. Because I'm not really a people person. But you, you're different. I feel connected to you. And I haven't even killed you. This is new and unfamiliar. I'm anxious. Nervous. And you're nervous, so it's either better or worse. I'm not quite sure. I'm not really good at this. I don't talk to people much. Well, I talk to them when they're dead. When they can't talk back. It's easy to have conversations then. Especially when I know them so well. I can fill in all the blanks, but maybe it's time for something different. Maybe it's time to make a living friend. And you just got more nervous. Yeah, me too. I've been watching you for so long. I've been walking in your footsteps, standing in your shadow. And now I have you here, and you should be dead. Because that's what happens when you get kidnapped by a serial killer. You die. And I don't want to. I don't want to kill you because I want to talk to you. I don't want you to die. So I'm not going to kill you. Probably. I have to be honest and tell you that I don't really know. So I should just talk to you. It'll be easier if I just, you know, start talking. I'm just getting more anxious. What's your favorite horror film? What is your favorite horror films? Because I love horror films. I mean, you might think I watch them for research, but no, because I mean the way that people get murdered in horror films is just, well, it's completely impractical. There's always something wrong. No, I don't watch them for research. I just like horror films. I just like them. Well, they're not my absolute favorites. My absolute favorites are romances, but I yeah. So, what's your favorite horror film? Or your favorite romance? I mean, we can talk about that. Not because I mean, we're friends. We're friends. We're friends. You're my first friend. And so what is your favorite horror film? I really want to know. I really, really want to know.